Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Artist First World Radio Network, home of the best new music you've never heard and home of the best new talk shows you need to hear. Please don't forget to visit our archives page at www.artistfirst.com, where you can hear all our past shows for free and on demand. You are tuning into the inaugural broadcast of The Kevin Zimmerman Show. This show airs every Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 7 p.m. Pacific Time. For more information about this show or to listen to past shows for free, please visit artistfirst.com/zimmerman.htm. And don't forget to follow Artist First on Twitter. You can find us under the Twitter handle at artist_first. And now on to the show.
Hi, and welcome to A Time for Everything, Kevin Zimmerman Show, on the artistfirstradionetwork.com. This is the place where you, the listening audience, can connect with soldiers and authors, athletes and entrepreneurs, and anyone who has a story. Being that this is my very first show that I get an opportunity to broadcast, I first want to thank God, my Father, and my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for such a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. I can't tell you all that's out there listening just how humbled and blessed I am to see that God extended His favor upon my life in this way. I also want to, at this time, thank folks like Tony and Chris and Corey at the Artist First Radio Network for the awesome, awesome support that they have provided me, and I know that we'll continue to build that relationship and do great things on the show, not for ourselves, but for others. Now, before we get started, I have to say to all the men and women who serve in the United States Armed Forces, God bless you. Here on Artist First Radio Network, the A Time for Everything Kevin Zimmerman Show, we're praying for you and your safety. I love you, and you will always be supported right here on the Kevin Zimmerman Show. Now, on that note, I would like to encourage all of you that are listening out there that I actually have a book that is published called A Time for Everything, The Kevin Zimmerman Story. We have the second edition that's published, and it was written by Mr. Michael L. White. My book was written to provide hope and inspiration, and I believe Mike did an excellent job as the book chronicles my life from childhood up to two miraculous events when I was called upon to walk through two heavily infested minefields while serving in Bosnia-Herzegovina. Now, those actions resulted in receiving multiple soldiers' medals, which is the highest award given by Congress for an act of bravery when our nation is not declared at war. Now, I want to make a note here, folks that are out there listening. The only reason that I make mention of that is not to impress you, but rather I think we all know that there are far more brave men and women who have served in our military, both past and present, and they perform far greater heroic acts than I. But I rather impress upon you how our God is so awesome that He has the ability to take ordinary people like you and I and just do extraordinary things. So in addition, because I was blessed to go through those circumstances, I have made a lifelong commitment to take the proceeds from A Time for Everything and donate to soldier support organizations. So make your purchase today. The book is available on all major book distribution sites such as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and Books A Million. But you can also order the book at a 20% discounted rate by going to my site at www.atfekz.com and select Purchase Here. Again, that's www.atfekz.com. Another way you can partner with me to help our wounded warriors and their families is through sponsorship right here on A Time for Everything, The Kevin Zimmerman Show. Proceeds raised from the show will also be donated to soldier support organizations as well as our disabled American veterans. Now that I've shared that information with you, folks, I got to tell you that I'm excited tonight. We have on tonight's show a very, very special guest. We have Mr. Michael L. White. Michael, are you out there?
I'm here.
Michael, thank you so much, sir, for being on the show. Michael, if you would, can you please go ahead and tell us, before you share a little bit about us, with us, Michael, who you are. Michael, is there anything that you would like to say to those brave men and women who wear the United States Armed Forces uniform?
Yes, very much. It's quite a privilege and honor for you to invite me to be your guest on the program. And like everyone else, I believe, in the United States, I owe a very great debt of gratitude to members of every armed forces service branch. I served myself in both the active Army and the Army National Guard for about 31 years.
Wow.
And so I just retired in February, and so I have a long history of serving in the Army branch myself, but everyone that I've met from other branches, I have the utmost regard and respect for, and I appreciate the sacrifice that they make personally every day to be separated from home and from family, to put their lives in harm's way, some of them even to give their lives as a sacrifice for defending the liberty of our nation and the benefits of our nation. So I can't say thank you enough to members of our armed forces.
Michael, thank you so much for expressing that type of gratitude for our soldiers. You and I both know, having worn the uniform, those that are listening, how much they appreciate that. By the way, Michael, I want to share with you that we have listeners all around the world. We have listeners that are over in Afghanistan. We have listeners that tune in from Europe. We have listeners worldwide. We have thousands of listeners right here in the United States. And it's my understanding there's a great deal of those that are tuned in to our station are men and women of the armed forces. So I really, really appreciate the fact that you yourself, one, wore that uniform. Thank you so much for doing so. Moreover, how you express your gratitude and thanking them for what they do. Listen, all of you folks out there in radio land, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. And tonight we have on our show Mr. Michael L. White. We'll be right with you in 1 minute. Time for Everything, the Kevin Zimmerman Show here on Artist First Radio Network. Before the break was shared with you, we have Mr. Michael L. White as our special guest this evening. Michael, you still out there with us, sir?
I'm still here.
Michael, listen, if you could now take this time for those who are listening to be able to connect with you, tell our listening audience out there, Michael, who is Mr. Michael L. White?
I see myself as just an average fella. I don't try to make myself out to be anything more than I am. I have a kind of a common name. My bubble burst a long time ago whenever I thought I was the only Michael White in the world. But all you have to do is take out a phone book in just about any city you go to, and you'll find so many that you'll wonder how did that name get to be so popular. I'm wondering that myself, so if anybody has the answer to that question, I'd like to know. but I'm just a common average fella, and I whatever I'm able to do, I do by the help of the Lord, just like everyone else that puts their trust in Him. And I give God thanks and glory for whatever accomplishments I have been able to do in my life.
Amen, Michael. Now, previously, before the break, I heard you make mention that you served 31 years of service. The next question I have for you, Michael, is this. What caused you to become an author and a publisher? And I ask that question because we live in our lives and we seek jobs in order for us to obtain a certain quality of life. I'm one who believes in scripture where it says if man doesn't work, he can't eat. But then this is something that it looks like it was your own personal desire. And I know, and I think you know, that God gives every last one of us a gift. And it's great to have a job. It's great to earn an honest living. But it's something to see someone just develop the gift that God gave them. So when you served during this 31 years of service, what caused you to say it's time to exercise the gift that God gave you?
That's a difficult question to answer about what caused me to become an author. I mean, I wanted to be a writer since my childhood, and initially in the younger years of my life, I thought I wanted to do creative writing, better known as fiction writing. But after I had several rejections, and looking back, I can see why. my writing was not that great. But as I got to be an adult, I sort of put writing on the back burner for a while, and pursued my ministry as a pastor and as a service member of the armed force, and I'm not sure exactly. It was towards the end of my second time of being on active duty as a service member. I was serving as a chaplain that I finally, after so much time, had tried to get published and couldn't. I finally decided I had enough money saved up I could afford to pay to print a limited number of copies of my first book, Digital Evangelism. And then I realized quickly after doing that I was not it was not widely distributed because it was self-published, so I thought, well, I got to figure some way to get it out into the distribution channels. It was through that process I discovered Ingram and their subsidiary Lightning Source, and about that same time is whenever you contacted me about possibly writing your story. And it was through my desire to be able to publish my own writings whenever I wanted to. And then I thought, well, I can help others get published as well. And so sometime around 2005 when I made the decision that I wanted to become a publisher, but it was not until 2006 that I actually made it happen.
Amen. Now Michael, you mentioned here that you are a publisher. What is the name of your publishing company?
I named it after my original domain. I had a personal domain called Parson Place, and so I just named my publishing business after that, Parson Place Press, and so it's .com for both of those. A lot of people want to put an S after Parson. It seems to be just kind of one of those mental things. I've noticed it happens a lot, but just want to emphasize it's a singular word, Parson, and it's Parson Place. Press.com for the publishing business.
Well, Michael, you made mention that you published my book as well, and I am so extremely, extremely grateful for that. For all of you out there in Radio Land, if you're looking for someone, especially a Christian-based book, to consider publishing your book, contact Michael at Parsons Place Press. .com. Allow him to look at your material and see if it meets the criteria or if he's in a position to be able to do that. I want to share with you guys that are listening. I searched for 1 year. Remember our story, Michael? I searched for an entire year, and God led me to Michael, and since then, great things have happened. And Michael, before I even ask you the next question, let's even talk about that a little bit, because I found you on, what was it, Faith Writers?
Yes, you can join that service for free, but you can also pay like a subscription fee for a messenger service that they provide, and I had subscribed to that messenger service. It was not a very expensive thing. Once a year payment, and they send out notices to the ones who subscribe to that service. And when people are looking for writers, and a lot of times there are publishers that are members of the Faith Writers Service, I believe, that when they're looking for writers, they can send out notices saying we need this kind of writing. And then, of course, there are authors that they can also swap content with others and get critiques. And it's a vast service. and I can commend it to everyone. But FaceWriters.com is a good service. That's how when I read the messenger service inquiry, I contacted you, and that it just took off from there.
And boy, did it ever take off! And you know, the blessing for me, Michael, is you started off as someone that I was searching for. I came through Faith Writers. God led me to you at Carson Place Press. Then you became my author, and we worked on content back and forth. And then, of course, you published the book for me. Now the second edition has been published, and you went from that today. Now I don't just see you as my author. I don't just see you as my publisher. I see you as my friend. And this thing has just went forward, and I just thank God for you. I thank God for how he led me to you and everything that you and I are getting to enjoy because of that specific encounter there. Michael, why don't you tell those folks that are out there listening now, how many books have you completed to date?
For personally, that I've written myself, three, counting the one I've written for you. But I believe, I haven't counted lately, but I think about 14 in all.
Wow.
That counts mine plus books I published for other authors. And because I'm a very small press running on a shoestring budget, I can only publish about 2 to 4 titles per year, and I rely upon, you know, sales coming in from those books to be able to have money to afford to publish the next book. So it's not a great money making venture for me, and I had relied upon other income as a pastor and a part-time Army National Guard chaplain for a number of years. But since I retired from both the National Guard and the ministry to start an independent ministry, I've not been getting that other income. So I started, this is the first year actually that I started paying myself any royalties from the books that I've personally written. But I still, you know, the share that the company gets from the sale of the other authors still goes strictly into the company.
Well,
I think there are about 14 books in all up to date.
Well, I'm certainly going to continue to be in continual prayer for you that God blesses that, because your work is phenomenal. Your heart is genuine, easy to work with. You're reasonable, you're fair, you're honest. And I can honestly say that, and not speaking from a biased opinion, but a true and honest opinion, that anyone that works with you is blessed because of that. And it's all because of those attributes that I just named prior to making that statement. You're genuine, you're honest, you're fair, you have a good heart, your motive is pure, and the work that you do is just remarkable. With that being said, Michael, I'd like to ask this question, and after we answer this question, we'll go to our next break. But what should people expect from your work? When they buy a book and it says, written by Michael L. White, what expectations should they have?
Well, whether it's written by me or written by someone else and published by me, I insist that it comply with biblical standards. I won't write or publish anything that's contrary in any way from just the basic tenets of Christian faith or fundamental beliefs that are taught in the Scripture. By the strict definition of the word, I am a fundamentalist because I adhere to the fundamentals of the faith. And I'm not ashamed or afraid to say I'm a fundamentalist, although that scares a lot of people perhaps, but I don't know why it should, because if you believe in the basic tenets of the faith that are taught in the Scripture, then that makes you a fundamentalist too. But what people can expect from my work. They can expect it to be Bible-based. They can expect it to be as good a quality as I can possibly produce. I mean, I realize in editing that I don't always get every single error out of a manuscript, but you really have to know what to look for and to be able to find the errors, because I do work very hard to try to produce something that is as close to error-free as possible. But I've found as much of a perfectionist, I call myself a recovering perfectionist, because I try to allow myself permission to fail or to make a mistake from time to time. But I used to be extremely hard on myself whenever I made mistakes, but I'm recovering from that. And so I do my best to produce as error-free and quality of work as I possibly can. And the company I use to print and bind the books, Lightning Source, is a subsidiary of Ingram, and they do an excellent job of producing the book. It is a very high quality piece of work whenever you purchase one of our books.
Folks, you're listening to Mr. Michael L. White right here on A Time for Everything, the Kevin Zimmerman Show on ArtistFirstRadioNetwork.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back in 1 minute. Ladies and gentlemen, to A Time for Everything, the Kevin Zimmerman Show on the Artist First Radio Network. I'm here with Mr. Michael L. White. Michael, we're going to pick up where we left off. You said that you wanted an opportunity to air some things while we were on break. Michael, why don't you go ahead and take the time and do that right now?
Yeah, I didn't want to talk over you a little while ago, but I just wanted to say that this is a mutual friendship. It's not one-sided. I have as much respect and admiration for you as you are expressing for me, and I really can't thank you enough for the support and encouragement you've given me personally. It really is a personal friendship as much as a professional relationship, and I appreciate all the hard work you're doing to promote your book and to help wounded warriors, and I wholeheartedly support the whole effort that you're doing.
Michael, thank you very much for those kind words. Certainly they are near and dear to my heart. For all of you guys out there that are listening, this is my very first show, and Michael and I, we laugh about it, but I pray to God and I ask God, make it a way, if there's a way possible. Let Michael L. White be my very first guest on my very first show. And it's because you and I both know, especially when we're doing things for Christ, he has the power to do everything in Amen. And of and by himself. But it is amazing over the years that I've developed and grown in my relationship with him. It is amazing how I've witnessed him use a man to reach a man. And in being successful, I just found that no man is an island and no fan stands alone. And it is just important to, and it's a blessing when God partners you with someone with a mutual, genuine heart that loves him and loves people and just has the most purest intent in mind. And when that happens, man, awesome things take place.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, Michael, we talked a lot about who you are. We talked about what caused you to become an author and a publisher. We talked about the number of books that you got out there and what people should expect when they purchase your work. But, Michael, at this time, tell all those that are listening out there, where can they get your books?
You can get all of them, the ones I've written and the ones I published for others. It's at theparsonplacepress.com. /store. So ParsonPlacePress.com/store. and all of the books are available for sale there. I offer a 20% discount off of the suggested retail price. And of course, if they prefer purchasing through their on Amazon account or Barnes & Noble account, they might get a little bit better deal on the shipping rate there because of the partner that I use is a little more expensive, I think, than some of the others. So they might actually prefer purchasing from Amazon or Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, or just about any one of the online stores that use. They all pretty much use the same distributing service. So you should be able to find them. You can look for the book if you'd rather not purchase it through the Parson Place Press store. Just copy down the, or you can actually highlight and copy and paste the International Standard Book Number, the ISBN. And when you go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble or Books A Million, whatever, just paste that into the search box and search on the ISBN, and it'll take you straight to that title if they have it in stock. I haven't found any of my books that are not listed on these three. I call them the big three. They're the major three retailers. But you can get it from any one of those, with the exception of possibly my most recent book, which I've just published. It's not written by me, but one that I published, and it's not available on Barnes & Noble because we made the book non-returnable, but that's the only one, and all the rest are available there.
Michael, in this information age that we have now, it is so funny how I kind of wish our grandparents were still alive to see these people walking around looking at this pad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your books that you have published, now are they able to get those on ebook? And if so, what does that all entail?
I'm in the process of converting all of my print titles into ebook format, and I've got just only a small number right now, but am making good steady progress with that. So some of them are available, but some of them are not. But eventually, my goal is by the end of this calendar year to have all of them available. In fact, even hopefully before the Christmas sales season, hopefully that I'd be able to have them all available for people to purchase. And I'm making them at a somewhat lower, significant lower price in ebook format through Amazon and Barnes & Noble are the two primary sites that I'm using to make those available. But once I get them all in ebook format, then I will eventually begin trying to get them listed on some other ebook sites as well. I think, if I'm not mistaken, there's a site called Diesel where you can get ebooks there. But I want to start going to other sites and making them available. But primarily, since Kindle is the most popular e-reader right now, I make sure that the books are in that format first of all, and then Nook is probably the next most popular, so I make sure they're available in that format. And so at least you can get them in at least a Kindle and Nook format right now, and hopefully after I get them in those formats, it'll be easier to put them in a PDF format as well. So, and I just learned recently that even though I have a Kindle for PC on my laptop and a Nook for PC on my laptop, I don't actually own the Kindle or Nook readers myself yet. But as long as I'm able to read them on my laptop, I'm satisfied with that for now. I guess that portability factor may become more important later. But for those that want to get those, there's about four or five of the titles, I think, or at least three or four, I've lost count, that are available currently in the e-book format for Kindle and Nook.
All right. Well, Michael, if anyone wanted to contact you just to weigh some things off of you, to get some advice or to seek some form of guidance or to inquire about a book that they possibly may want to get written and published, Michael, how can people contact you?
Through the Parson Place Press website will probably be the best way. I have my email address, my official email address on there for this info@parsonplacepress.com, and you can send your queries or your book proposals to that. I strongly recommend that you first go through the website and read the author guidelines, frequently asked questions, pages, those things, to become familiar with what kind of the flavor, you might say, of the site and the expectations, requirements that I have for publishable material. But even with, I was being a small independent Christian publishing press, I'm not able to publish more than 2 to 4 titles a year. So, and of course, if sales increase significantly so that I have more income, then I to publish more. And so I think that that would be the best way for them to contact me through through the...
Michael, what advice can you give someone who desires to have a book written and published?
Well, it depends. If you if you've already been to a number of since I deal with Christian publishing exclusively, I'm going to focus on that now. If you have something in a non-Christian format, that's a different story. But for Christian, I'd know the reason I founded Parson Place Press. One of the reasons, I mean, I wanted to be able to publish my own writing as well when I wanted to, but I had noticed as I went to some of the other Christian publishing sites that they were requiring that you either have an agent or have already been published by them, or that you be recommended by one of their already published authors. And I mean, that's kind of like slamming the door in an aspiring author's face. When you,
absolutely.
how many personal authors you know personally, I should say, very few, and if you are an aspiring author, everybody's got to be published for the first time sometime. And so that sort of upset me that they were kind of like slamming the door in the face of aspiring writers. And I wanted to, as an aspiring writer myself, even though I'd been writing for years, I hadn't been published by anyone other than, you know, for free with newsletters and things like that, a few magazines and such. But I would recommend that if you're looking for Christian publishing, you can send your proposal to Parson Place Press, but even I can't publish everything that I receive. But if you get tired of being rejected and you can't find any other avenue, and you really want to have your material available in this, as you said, this information age where it's so easy to share information and to everything is electronic, there's the electronic option for being published. You don't have to be published in print. You can publish yourself in electronic book, you know, or ebook format. And I'm even looking into starting to offer something as a separate service. It'd be kind of like a personal thing I would do in conjunction with my publishing, is that I would offer to convert things, you know, for people that don't have the capability or the knowledge or the desire to learn. I'd be, you know, willing to convert things into ebook format for them. But you can go to Amazon,
wow.
And you can go to Barnes & Noble. Both of them have free opportunities for you to upload your thing, your ebook to them, and they keep a small portion, like I think it's like about 30%, and then you keep 70% of the proceeds of each sale that's made, and so that's one way. And of course, you can also sell through your own website where you keep 100% of what you earn. So the thing is, you just have to be a good marketer and get the word out so that people find out about it. There have been a lot of people who have never been published in print, from what I've been reading, who have made thousands or even a million or so dollars with their own ebook, you know. And they're not necessarily Christian publishers. Christian writers. They're non-Christian writers writing like mysteries and such, romances. And so, I mean, if you can do that, and if you get tired of being rejected and get impatient, kind of the way I did, the reason I founded the Parson Place Press was because I was tired of being rejected. And it's not because everyone that gets rejected is a bad writer. It's just that most of the publishers are extremely concerned about whether or not they'll be able to make any profit from a book. And from an unknown author, it's very hard for anyone to make, for a publisher to make profit from it. But with the publishing business that I've begun, I've got into the print-on-demand option, It makes it where I don't have to have a warehouse full of books, and I don't have to print thousands of copies for it to be reasonable. So I can, with the print-on-demand option, I can print one copy or 1,000 copies at one order, and the price will be the same regardless, for the printing cost.
Michael, that is some excellent, excellent information. Folks, there you have it. You're listening to Mr. Michael L. White. We're going to break away one final time here, and then when we return, we're going to have final comments by Michael L. White. But you heard Mr. Michael White share with you all that if you're an aspiring Christian writer and you're tired of being rejected and you want that breakthrough, contact Michael at Parsons Place Press. Allow him to look at your information and see if it's possible that he'll be able to assist you in getting that breakthrough. Don't go anywhere, folks. We're here with Michael L. White, and we'll be back with his final comments in 1 minute. Gentlemen, on the Time for Everything, the Kevin Zimmerman Show here on the Artist First Radio Network. We are here. You've been listening to Mr. Michael L. White. Michael, you have been a tremendous guest. This is truly a blessing for me to have you on my very first show. Before we end the program, Michael, could you please share some final comments with us?
Well, it's been such a privilege and an honor for me to be on your very first show, too, Kevin. I appreciate the opportunity, and I'm delighted that I'm able to be with you. And I appreciate what you're doing, and I think that, as we were saying during our break, that I believe that God blesses us so that we will be a blessing to others. And that's what you're doing. God has blessed you, first of all, with the miraculous events that He rescued you from in the minefields, and then prompting you to have this your story put down into a book form, guiding you to someone like myself to be the author, and of course then that blessed me because I get to participate in your blessing, and then it just keeps blossoming, you might say, or the rings that you when you drop the pebble in the water, the ripples just go out, one after another after another, and it has a strong ripple effect. And I'm delighted to be part of this program, this story, and I'm pleased to be part of helping Wounded Warriors as well. Helping others who may want to be published as a Christian writer. And so, I mean, since God showed me how to break into publishing and writing myself, I'm eager and delighted to show others how to do the same.
Well, Michael, thank you so much for being on our show. Folks, that is Mr. Michael L. White, publisher of Parsons Place Press. We're glad to have Mr. White on our show. Before we wrap up, I want to share with each and every one of you out there, if you have someone who was unavailable to listen live, they'll be able to go on artistfirst.com, select Kevin Zimmerman. This interview will be on my archives page. All they have to do is select that link, and they will be able to hear the entire broadcast. That you were blessed and fortunate to get all of this great information this evening. So, Michael, once again, thank you very much for being with us. All of you folks out there in Radio Land, we love you. God bless you, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you, Kevin.